ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. So today, we're going to talk boxing and mixed martial arts. For the next hour, of course, boxing first up. Last night, Irislandi Lara, the best 154-pounder in the world. People say, hey, well, it's a big deal at 154. Well, at junior middleweight, you've got a lot of significant fighters there. You have Floyd Mayweather, right, the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now, currently incarcerated in jail in Las Vegas for domestic violence. I think he's got about 32 more days left on that one. Anyway, the bottom line is Floyd's there, Miguel Cotto's there, but Saul Alvarez, the Mexican hero, he's like the television, the reality TV star. He's got commercials, he's got endorsements, he's got everything going on as far as commercialism is concerned, but he can't really fight all that well. I mean, I think he's a good fighter, but he's not a great fighter, and I think Irislandi Lara is a great fighter. Last night, Irislandi Lara took out Freddie Hernandez and did it in pretty significant, how can I put this, over 10 rounds, he beat him down. He really did. For David Denkin to have that fight only by 1 point after supporting David a couple of weeks ago on one of his scores, I got to tell you, Dave, that score was real, real bad, but I had it 99-91, the only round I gave to Hernandez, I believe, was the fifth or the sixth, somewhere around there. And they took away a point from Irislandi Lara for headbutting and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, he's not a dirty fighter. It's left-hander against right-hander. And for the most part, Hernandez was trying to step all over Lara's lead foot last night to keep him in one spot. So, a little cheating on both sides. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we're going to talk about the Empire Deceit and how Harold Rossfield Smith, cheated.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Channel 2 of the Cable Radio Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. There's all kinds of platforms. We're all over the world, of course, on the fabulous Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And you can get listen to the show live right now at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. 43-year-old former champion. I mean former, like in a long, long time ago, man. Roy Jones hasn't been the same guy since 2003 or something like that. But the bottom line is he's been fighting since 1988 as a professional. Remember, he got burned out of the silver medal in 1988 over in Seoul, Korea, and that started all the controversy. And then he was the best fighter pound for a long time, and he really was, while he had his reflexes and his chin. But, you know, after getting knocked out twice in a row by Glenn Johnson and Antonio Tarver being the first, Roy was never the same. His chin was never the same. Yesterday, he was over in Poland, and he was supposed to fight this one guy, David Kostecki. But Kostecki turns out to be the alleged head pimp in all of Poland. I mean, of all the hooking in Poland, evidently this guy Kostecki is like the number one guy. He's in prison right now or in jail, and they wouldn't let him out to fight. So instead, Roy fought this guy named Paul Glasuski, who is now 17-1 with four KOs, as Roy won a 10-round split decision, 95-94 for the Polish guy, 96-93 and 96-94 for Roy Jones. But an independent reporter that I know that watched the fight was over there, had it 99-91 for the Polish cat. So it looks like Roy Jones might have got a gift over there. And God knows Roy Jones doesn't need any gifts right now. What he needs to do is find a day job. I talked about Saul Alvarez. That pay-per-view date of September 15th is no longer on pay-per-view. They pulled that off because Julio Cesar Chavez and Sergio Martinez will be competing that same day, that same night in Las Vegas. They'll be going to pay-per-view thing, and they didn't want to put two pay-per-views up against one another. So that will be interesting as to whether they reschedule Alvarez's fight. Of course, now Alvarez is supposed to fight TBA, to be announced, what I call it, to be annihilated, okay? He won't fight Austin Trout, who didn't look good in his last fight. He obviously won't fight Lara, who looked great in his last fight. I mean, there are guys he just won't fight. Anybody with a real pulse, somebody that's young, somebody that's hungry, somebody that's got desires, somebody that's got ability, Saul Alvarez and his people want no part of. Okay? The bottom line is the WBC call it the world of bunko and chicanery. Call it we be crooks. Call it the world boxing circus. Call it what you want, but they protect Mexican fighters. And Saul Alvarez is the top Mexican fighter right now, and they're doing everything they can to keep him and Lara out of the same zip code. There's no question about that. We're going to talk boxing in about 10 minutes with Johnny Signorella, and then we'll talk MMA a little bit later with Kyle Kingsbury, of course, the MMA light heavyweight fighter from the UFC. Some other news I want to talk to you about, but I will get to that probably on the website this week. I do want to get into The Empire of Deceit. It was a book that was written about Harold Ross Fields Smith. That was his real name, Ross Fields. And I got hooked up with Ross Fields in the mid-1980s when he got out of jail, as I wrote some stories about him, because he had went to jail for 5 years for embezzling, some say 20, some say $50 million from a Wells Fargo bank in Southern California in order to promote boxing. Now, you might remember this. They used to call it MAPS, Muhammad Ali Professional Sports, okay? And he had all kinds of fighters. He had Aaron Pryor. He had Tommy Hearns. I mean, he had the bulk of the fighters at this one point in time, circa 1981, 1982, before he got arrested, okay? In fact, he had Don King and Bob Arum both on the ropes. I mean, he brought $1 million in cash one time to Larry Holmes's office and tried to get Larry to sign with him. And Don King got on the phone and said, "Don't you sign with him, blah, blah, blah." Anyway, the bottom line is Harold Smith, Harold born Ross Fields, is a convicted felon, is a piece of work. And you can use that word work and restructure it in any derogatory form you want, because that's what Harold Smith is. Anyway, now they're talking about doing a movie on Empire to see with Eddie Murphy being in the lead role. Eddie, don't get involved with Harold Smith. Harold Smith will tell you nothing but lies. He's a consummate con man. He's con Rob Russin, the man that's now married in the Philippines, waiting to take his wife out of there. Of course, Rob and I both worked for Harold in the 80s and the 90s. And yes, I did work for Harold. I worked for him, and when I worked for him, he paid me. I mean, it was, you know, there was no question about it. You got paid, okay? When I went to Dubai last year, and with Harold Smith as his guest, it turned out to be I had to pay for my own airline ticket to come home. Okay, $1,600 I had to pay, and I found that out at the airport. All right, that's not good news. All right, plus when I got home, my credit card had been charged to the tune of like $5,000 on room charges. And since I did stay at that hotel, the Moscow Hotel in Dubai, I was responsible for the charges. But guess what? They charged me for days I wasn't even there. I was there a week, and they charged me for a month. Okay, so try to deal with the Dubai government, the Dubai police. It didn't work. So anyway, the bottom line is I may end up trying to take this to the FBI and see what they have to say about it. But Harold Ross Fields Smith back in the news trying to get this movie going with Eddie Murphy on lead playing the con man that is Harold Ross Fields Smith. I just think it's a, you know, I remember when Harold got together with Bill Wheeler. Bill Wheeler was a Seattle attorney who I worked for. In 1990, I did some television work for him. We did a fight up there at the Seattle Superdome before it was torn down. It was the same week that the Goodwill Games were going on, the initial Goodwill Games back in 1990, July of 1990. Anyway, Bill Wheeler pays me, I think, $3,000 or $4,000 for my my work up there. And I deposit it in the bank in Seattle and leave for Hawaii. And I get back and I find out the check had bounced. So he ends up sending me the cash. It wasn't a big thing. You know, bounce check's a bounce check. But anyway, the bottom line was he took about $5 million from the Chinese government, stole that from him. Of course, who was introduced to who introduced him to the Chinese government? Harold Smith. About a year later, Harold Smith ends up doing a card called The Brawl at the Wall in 1993. I broadcast that along with a couple other guys. It was a great humile was part of that card. And I mean, as far as doing the television was concerned, Mike Weaver fought on that card. Mike Sadio fought on that card. Leonzo Barber fought on that card, a former WBO light heavyweight champion. I mean, we had a good time over in China at the Brawl at the Wall. That's where we went up to the Great Wall of China, and it was like 17 degrees with the sunshine. And I decided I got out of the car, took one picture, got back in the car. It was just too cold. So we did that in 93. Everybody got paid. Then in 1994, we went back to Macau, which is now a part of the Chinese mainland, but before it was a Portuguese province, okay, in the 90s, before it went reverted back to Chinese power, I believe, in 1999 when the lease was up. But the bottom line is we had a card in Macau, and Harold put a fixed fight on the card. He put a professional wrestler in there against this Chinese hero, this kung fu hero from China, okay? Can't remember what the guy's name was. I tried to look it up on BoxRec, but BoxRec doesn't even list the fight as ever occurring. That's how bad the fight was. Anyway, the bottom line was Harold was dragged away by the police that night, got released the next morning. I still don't know how, but it was a riot ensued. The Chinese were upset. They realized they had been flim-flammed. The Chinese fans who were there realized they had been flim-flammed. We're throwing stuff. I got in the ring, and I realized, you know what? I'm not going to be able to stop this riot, even with my vocal skills, trying to talk to these people and calm them down. So I advised John Shirley to get himself, he was a referee, and my friends out of there as quickly as they could and got him back to the hotel across the street. But Harold Rossfield Smith, he still lives. It's sort of like Satan, and that's the best way I can describe Harold Rossfield Smith, as Satan, the devil. I've never seen a man con to you, lie to you, could look straight in your eye and lie to you and swear to God on his children's life and things like that, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen and he's going to pay you in the whole nine yards. I mean, after he burned me out all this money last year in Dubai, for a month and a half, all I heard was, hey, I'll be paying you next week, I'll be paying you next week, I'll be paying you next week. So finally I got tired of that and realized that, you know, he's not going to pay me, right? So I went to the bank and the bank said, you know, you actually stayed at the hotel, so your problem's with the hotel, not with the credit card, not with your debit card. So what happened? I ended up paying about $6,000, about 7,500 bucks for a week in Dubai. And I got news for you folks. Of all the places I've been, 32 countries in the world, I will never go back to Dubai. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The mighty Tower of Power here saying, and you know it, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, Johnny Signorello talking boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
The Super Stroke Land Band bringing us back from the break. Want to congratulate Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. 43 years they've been married. They've been performing together for like 45 years. Of course, they were formerly the leads of the Fifth Dimension. I saw them this weekend in Yoshi's over there in Oakland, California. Had a great time. And want to thank the Average White Band for inviting me up to Cache Creek about a week ago and seeing their fantastic show with Brent Carter. Got a black guy singing lead for the Average White Band. And I want to thank my boys, Tower of Power, of course, a couple of weeks ago, a fortnight ago, at the San Mateo County Fair. Three fantastic musical events all within 3 weeks, so I'm, like, musically ecstatic. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. On the line from his lair in Jersey, I believe, New Jersey, is my man, Johnny Signorelli. And, John, how are you today, buddy?
What's up, Pedro? Doing fantastic. What about yourself, sir?
Okay, fine. Now, look, let's get to business first. I don't think Arislandi Lara did himself any favors last night. I mean, you know, Austin Trout might have done himself some favors a couple of weeks ago when he didn't look good against Delvin Rodriguez. But last night, Lara looked pretty darn good to me, and I don't think Saul Alvarez wants any part of him right now. What's up with that?
Well, here's what's up. I'm going to have to start there. Freddie Hernandez is tough as nails, the fighter this kid is. Lara looked great. You know, he dug deep. It was a high exchange volume type of fight. Both guys had a great account for themselves. The knock on Lara is that he's got to bring his jab, his right hand back a little faster. He's open. Hernandez, body puncher, as is Alvarez. I don't know if Alvarez is quick to wanting to get in there, but I think it's a fun match between Hernandez. I think it's a great experience for Lara. He's going to learn a lot from that fight last night, and I think he'll come back even better the next time and pick up on some of the flaws I saw there because, you know what, he's a little vulnerable. He puts his exchanges, especially when they're heated.
But you know what? Johnny, what he needed was 10 rounds. That's what he was looking for.
Yes, he did.
He was looking to get 10 rounds in the bank. He got his 10 rounds in the bank, and he was happy to have gone the rounds. I thought it was disrespectful to Showtime not to interview him afterwards. You know, I really think he is the top junior middleweight in the world. I mean, Saul Alvarez has got all these accolades and this and that, but when you're beating up guys like Shane Mosley, a former lightweight champion, and Ryan Rhodes was your last compulsory or your mandatory title offense, and you beat guys like Matthew Hatton, who never really fought it that weight. I mean, I can go on and on, but I think Saul Alvarez's resume is a bit suspect. Okay, Cornelius Bundridge, K-9. I had worked, I guess, his first 3 or 4 fights in Detroit as a ring announcer when I was working with Emmanuel. And last night he took out Corey Spinks in 7 rounds. Not much of a contest there, huh?
No, and you know what? He is a dog, suiting for his nickname. I like the way he fights. It's not pretty, but he's got a lot of determination and grit. And I always appreciate a guy who fights in that kind of spirit and passion and commitment. Corey Spinks, I never really thought he was that good of a fighter. I don't think he's got a beard. He definitely doesn't have a punch. He doesn't have one thing that makes him all that great. So, you know, in most contests, he just doesn't really look good and doesn't really satisfy. And I thought Cornelius Bundridge last night was very entertaining. At 154 against Saul Alvarez, I don't know, man. Against Lara, I don't know either. I mean, I don't think he's that type of guy, but he'll get count for him every night because he's out of spirit.
Okay. Chavez and Julio Cesar Chavez and Sergio Martinez look like they're set for September 15th, which is a surprise to me because I never thought that Chavez would get in the ring with Martinez, but it's going to happen September 15th. That knocks the Alvarez card off of pay-per-view. So I guess they're going to probably do a Showtime, HBO card, either the week before or the week after. Chavez and Martinez, how's that go?
I actually heard that fight going back to Alvarez fight real quick. That's going to be on CBS, I believe, because Showtime's putting that out. I think they're still going to go with the same date of the 15th, and I think they're putting it on CBS just to go against the pay-per-view for HBO. But getting going back to that with Martinez and Chavez, I think Martinez takes his head off. I mean, his athleticism is supreme, way more superior to Chavez. He's a combination puncher, great counter puncher, tremendous speed, and I think he hits harder. Chavez, again, one of those very committed fighters. I like that he goes to the body. I like that he gets in there and he'll stand toe-to-toe with you. But against a guy like Martinez, who is a good counter puncher, that could be to his undoing greatly. And I really don't see that fight going more than 7 or 8 rounds. I don't think Chavez has that grit. I don't think he's that type of elite world-class boxer that a Martinez is in the top 10 pound for pound.
Okay. Last night, over the weekend, Roy Jones fought. And he fought over in Poland. And according to the boxing scene guy there was at the arena, Roy lost big time. But, of course, he got a split decision. I'll ask you the same question I asked prior guests. Is Roy as shot as Tupac?
It's bad. You know, I didn't even tune in yesterday. Roy was one of my favorite fighters growing up, one of the reasons why I entered a boxing ring. The guy was untouchable. So awesome to look at as a fighter, like a Michael Jordan of sorts, you know, just world-class athlete. And I didn't even tune in yesterday because the last time I did, I almost cried, honestly. Like when he was over there in Germany getting his head taken off wherever he was and falling face to the floor. We don't need to see this anymore. I don't understand why the people around him. He's made enough money. He's still got his wits. You know, I think he's a good broadcaster or he could be a great trainer. You know, everything he knows about boxing when he calls a fight, he's like two steps ahead of everything. I don't know why he's doing it out there. And someone's got to stop it. And I read the same article, I believe, from Boxing Scene, that he lost virtually every round. I think he was even dropped in the fight.
Yep.
And they're just going to give him, you know, these decisions. And unfortunately, it's not good because they will make him fight, you know, and it's going to keep him out there. And I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay. Originally, for the first 24 hours, it was 100% as far as going people being polled at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, being polled on whether a federal boxing commission was needed. Now it's down to about like 84-85%. So I guess some of the people that believe in states' laws and states' rights have got involved. But the bottom line is, what do you think about that? Do we need a federal commission?
Absolutely. Mainly to protect fighters, number one, and also you know, to make sure that these bad decisions, you know, these people are chastised once they happen. You know, these judges, they can't get away with this. There needs to be more pressure put on the sport in general. I mean, it's a great sport. You know, and there's no reason why we should be pushed down to the bottom of the barrel when it comes to, like, officiating and making sure, you know, it's governed properly. I mean, this could be one of the greatest sports on the planet. In my opinion, it is. But you know what? It's the red light district of sports. And I think it doesn't have to be that way. I believe that it should be governed and there should be an overall sanctioning body that overlooks the great sport of boxing.
Okay, Christy Martin's ex-husband got 25 years in the slam this past week, 68-year-old Jim Martin. For shooting and stabbing her, and he didn't kill her. 25 years, he's 68. He's going to die in jail, huh?
Absolutely, as he should. I mean, that's attempted murder.
Evidently he stabbed her, and when she was running away, he shot her in the back.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know,
put
I mean,
that guy away. Throw away the key.
There's a lot of guys out there you need to throw away the key on. We are talking with John Signorella, folks. He is featured at ringtalk.com. He does the previews, and, of course, on Sunday, we get together and do the reviews. Vladimir Klitschko is going to take on Tony Thompson. I had Emmanuel Stewart on the phone yesterday. And believe it or not, Emmanuel's been like to Austria, France. What did he tell me yesterday? Austria, France, New York, Las Vegas, Indio, California, all within 10 days. That man must be going out of his mind. He couldn't even remember where he was yesterday. I mean, that's how much he's traveled. The Goldfather is 66 years old. He doesn't need to be doing all this traveling. I think he's burning the candle at both ends.
And he ended up on Ring Talk yesterday, and he was at the fight last night.
Yeah, he was outstanding. He was the outstanding yesterday on the show, too. I wanted to mention that.
He's a great soundbite, always.
Yeah, always. So with Vladimir Klitschko and Tony Thompson, here's Tony Thompson. This is not going to be any different than any other Klitschko fight, is it? I mean,
nah, they're mirror images of each other, even with the older brother. You know, jab, jab, a couple shots here and there. As the fight goes on, the guy breaks down. They break their opponent down. Come the 10th round, they drop the hammer, lights out, fight's over.
Good enough. So,
that's simple.
All right, so when we look for Chavez and Martinez to hook it up September 15th, are you saying he stops him inside the distance there or what?
Oh, absolutely. It goes under 8 or 9. You know, I don't think he's got. I always felt he had stamina issues. I think he's going to have a lot of nerves in that fight. It's going to make him fight a little bit outside of himself at a faster tempo, which, again, for a counterpunch, is going to create a lot of opportunities. I don't know how well he deals with Martinez's athletic southpaw style, very unorthodox. The power, I think, is going to show up, too. He dropped that hammer with that right hand, and shot gets hit a lot. And as you've seen in the past with Martinez, you know, when he drops that shot on you, a lot of people don't stand up to that. And he's very quick. And I think, you know, for Chavez, it's going to be a tough night.
Johnny Signorella, and of course, the September 15th middleweight championship fight between the champion Sergio Martinez, Argentina, Spain, and now Oxnard, California, taking on Julio Cesar Chavez of Mexico. Johnny, until next week, all the best.
Pedro, thank you so much, sir.
All right. John Signorella on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up would be our MMA segment. We're going to talk MMA with Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC fighter, right here on the Armed Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Bringing us back for the break, the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, you can check out all the Tower of Power information at towerofpower.com, including Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Fedor Emelianenko, a man that some people thought was the best heavyweight in all of MMA for 7 years when he was with Pride. Of course, he came over to the UFC and couldn't handle the cage. But the bottom line is he is retired. He beat Pedro Rizzo a couple of weeks ago, and he says he has hung him up. So I'm going to bring on my guest right now, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight. And Kyle, was Fedor really the man for 7 years?
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, a lot of people, the sport is continuing to grow, so a lot of fans come in, they see the UFC as the big dog. They don't realize that Pride really was where all the talented heavyweights was for the longest time. And, you know, you think of the guys he beat, the time he beat them. When Fedor was in his prime, there was nobody like him.
Okay, but what happened when he came to the UFC? Was it the difference in the fact that he was fighting in a ring in Pride and the fact that he was fighting in a cage in the UFC and he never got hit to a cage? I remember his first loss in the UFC, he had never done any practicing in the cage before.
Yeah, when he first came to Strikeforce, he didn't have a cage at his facility. He still had the ring, and then obviously, you know, he trains a lot outdoors in the woods and stuff. But that was a big problem for Mirko Krokop as well. And it really has a lot to do with strategy. It has a lot to do with the wrestling aspect of it. And, he had his ups and downs. But I think it also had to do with, you know, him being later on in his career. And really, you know, there's a lot of talk if his heart was still in it or not. He had found God and really started moving towards trying to become a priest or something like that. But, you know, people change over time, and your desires change. And when you're on top for that long, you could see, you know, he didn't have that fire that he used to.
Bob Sapp is the Andre the Giant of the mixed martial arts world. I mean, he travels all over the world, has fights every couple of weeks, makes $40,000 a fight. And he loses all these fights. I mean, he keeps losing and losing and losing and losing. You know, do we need a governing body worldwide for mixed martial arts? I know we're talking about a federal boxing commission now for the United States, but do you think we need some type of sanctioning body for worldwide UFC? And I mean, guys like Bob Sapp, eventually he's going to get hurt.
I think so. I forget the name of the guy, but he's a 7-foot Asian guy. They're going to have him fight Fedor in California. And,
Fedor or Bob Sapp?
No, the Asian guy. They were going to have him fight Fedor, not Bob Sapp. This Asian guy was like 7'2", and he had a brain tumor. So they didn't know that when he was fighting in Japan for years. Well, he goes to fight in California, and of course you got to do the CAT scan. And so they check his brain, and they see this thing in there, and they say, dude, you can't fight. You can't fight here ever. And within a month later, he was fighting somebody else. I think he ended up fighting Jose Canseco also.
Hmm. Was it Jose Canseco or his brother? I think they tried to pull a fast one time, and his brother showed up for his fight, and people found out that it wasn't Jose because the tattoos were different.
those Canseco brothers are funny guys for sure.
But, you got to give it to Jose Canseco because, you know, what he said in his book about steroids in baseball, nobody's ever disproven them.
Oh, there's no question about that. He definitely, I mean, you can say what you want to about his character, but he's not a liar. You know, I mean, he's made some bold statements, but, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know, think about all these guys that keep showing up in the Mitchell Report. He was naming those guys years before that ever came out, so.
Yep. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC light heavyweight contender, of course, out of Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. Now, next week, coming up, July the 7th, of course, this is Fight Weekend in Las Vegas, Fight Week Fan Expo, all that kind of good stuff. July 6th and 7th will be the Expo. I think Fight Week officially begins on July 4th, but it's going to be a grand week in Las Vegas. In fact, the intention now by the Las Vegas and Visitors Authority is that they're going to have this once a year, that the UFC will throw a big event in the month of July, around the 4th of July, and this will be like the big UFC card of the year. But this UFC card, it's went through so many changes, it's not the card that it once was. And at one point in time, they were charging $1,200, I think, for ringside seats. Is there going to be any refunds or anything like that given to these guys? Because this is not the card that they originally paid for.
I'm not sure how they handle that, honestly. I know that cards change quite a bit, and I think it's really up to them. You know, I know with other shows in the past that weren't UFC that they've given refunds to some of the strike forces that had changed. But that's kind of, you know, that's the fine print on the ticket. You know, card subject to change is what they put on every ticket. And you're kind of stuck with it. It's really up to them. And I think the UFC is in a position where they can kind of just say, no, nah, you paid the price. And,
yeah, but if Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are going to fight, and one of them pulls out, you know, you're going to get a refund, or you're going to get a credit for when they are going to fight or something like that. I mean, so I guess I know it does say card subject to change, but in boxing, at least if the main event falls out, you're going to get a chance to get your money back. Okay, we'll change subjects from money to UFC 148. Chael Sonnen was on the show, I guess, about a year ago, year and a half ago. Great talker, one of the best mic men in all of MMA, probably got a future in professional wrestling because he does stand-ups like Josh Barnett and Ric Flair. But he's taking on Anderson Silva in this rematch. In the first fight, he owned Silva for better than four rounds until he had to submit in the fifth round. What will it, break down this fight for us from Silva's point of view. What does Silva have to do to win?
Well, there's a lot of things that he can bring to the table that we really didn't see before. I really think, I mean, I watched it there live in Oakland in person, and I really do buy into the fact that Anderson probably did have a rib injury or something pretty substantial, because you've just never seen him get beat to the punch the way that he did. It seemed like his reaction, his timing, everything was off. And I think with what Chael brought to the table, you know, that's the best we've ever seen Chael. I think at best he's going to match that and bring that same intensity and same style. Anderson, really, that's the worst we've ever seen him. So he's got a lot of room to improve, and we know what he can do when he's on his game. So I think that really the ball's in his court. And just given the fact that there's so much motivation for him, you know, we've seen Anderson fight guys in the past, you know, like Patrick Cote, where he toys with him and stuff like that, and you're just, you know, the crowd starts booing and nobody wants to see him and he's dancing around because he's just not interested in the fight. But this is definitely not the case. You know, he's got a guy right now that he just wants to destroy, and I think we're going to see the best Anderson ever.
Yeah, but is he at a point maybe where he's starting to decline? In other words, has he reached his peak and his zenith? Is he on the downslide now? Is there a possibility of that?
Oh, I believe that fully. I believe that completely. And, you know, you look at him, he's definitely, he's older, and he doesn't have the physique of anybody that's doing any kind of the anti-aging business. So I would say that he's definitely going to start feeling the decline a bit more so than somebody like Dan Henderson is. But, you know, realistically, he hasn't missed a step yet. And I really do think he's going to come out and put it to Chael.
Okay, Chael Sonnen, of course, Anderson Silva, the rematch from October 2010, I believe, over there in Oakland, California, a fight in which Sonnen came very, very close to winning. Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz, the third time around, the retirement fight for Tito, 13 years in the UFC. He was a flag bearer of the company for a while there.
Yeah, he was the man for years, and you know, everybody has their opinion on Tito. I really never liked Tito as just, you know, as a fan watching the sport. I've never met him. I never said much to him. But when I saw him as a coach in The Ultimate Fighter, I realized, you know, the guy gives a crap about his guys, and he genuinely cares about people he's around. So I kind of gained a lot of respect for him after that third season when he was up against Shamrock. And, yeah, I love Forrest. I've met Forrest, hung out with him. We got the same management. He's a great guy. I really have no idea who's going to win this fight, just for the fact that when Tito's got his back against the wall and there's, you know, he knows that it's his last fight, you're going to see the very best of Tito. And plus, if he's been injury-free, you really are going to see somebody who's strong, you know, phenomenal cardio, that can push the pace, and he's going to grind on him. So I really think of it as a coin toss here.
My buddy Kung Lee is going to be on the card. I think he's going to take it on. Is it Patrick Cote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kung Lee, is he fighting at 185 or 170?
185, middleweight.
That's a little too heavy for him, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what, though? That goes back to the old thing. If you wrestled before and you're used to the cut versus if you've never had to deal with weight cutting. And, you know, in Sancho and some of these competitions he was doing, they have weight limits, and he might have had to cut a couple of pounds. but it was nothing serious. I think they weighed in and fought the same day, so it wasn't a traditional style cut, you know, that you'd see in boxing or MMA. And I really, you know, Kung's older too. I don't think that he's well adjusted to making a big cut. So 185 probably suits him better than 170, just for the fact that he'll have his gas tank up to par then.
Gassing up to par, though, but we talk about size against size, man. A natural 185-pounder is bigger than a natural 170-pounder.
I agree with that. Most of these guys at 185 aren't huge, though. There's only, if I mean, Rich Franklin, who he was going to fight, that's a big 185-er. So that you would have seen a big mismatch there size-wise. So that's an uphill battle. But also, you know, his striking style is from the outside. And that's totally fine to be a smaller guy if you can do that, if you can use long-range shots and stay outside. If he was a guy who wanted to get to the clinch, then I'd see that being a big problem for him. But the fact that he can remain outside and be more elusive, like Lyoto Machida. Machida's definitely a true middleweight, but he's had great success at light heavyweight because he's so fast and elusive from outside.
Okay, the heavyweight championship of the world, they haven't got the date down yet, but Junior Dos Santos is going to take on Cain Velasquez. Of course, he stopped Cain last November. Will the second fight be any different?
Hell yeah, it's going to be different. And like I say before, you know, I'll give my little statement about this is a very biased opinion. You know, Kane's my training partner, longtime friend, and fellow ASU Sun Devil. So, you know, I'm going to pull for him either way. But, you know, both these guys came into the fight the first time injured, and I think they had similar injuries to the knee. The difference is, What it makes you do is it forces you into boxing because you can't throw kicks, which Cain is a kickboxer, Muay Thai guy. You can't throw kicks then because of that bum leg, and you can't do takedowns because you don't have any stability there. So you take away Cain's wrestling and you take away his kickboxing, you make him one-dimensional. Now the fight is in Dos Santos' hands because you're only allowing him to do what Dos Santos specializes in, which is boxing. He's the best in the world at heavyweight. So I think all the cards were stacked in Dos Santos' favor before. Now you're going to see the hungriest, meanest Cain ever. And just look what he did to Bigfoot Silva. I mean, he cut him open, he split him in half, and just destroyed him. Looked there was like blood everywhere.
Looked like a horror movie.
Yeah, it was hard to watch. And that's coming from a guy who fights. So I really do think that it's going to be a different outcome this time around. And Dos Santos is no chump. I mean, he could definitely get a knockout again. So I'm not putting anything, you know, saying that Dos Santos is a pushover by any means. I just think Cain's going to really step it up, and he's going to come back, and you know, no injuries. We'll see who the real champ is.
Okay, you were part of this before, but the Ultimate Fighter is not going to go back to a taped version after this live season didn't go off that well as far as ratings were concerned. You think that's a good idea?
You know, I'm a little disappointed, honestly, to hear about that. One of my teammates is going to be on the next season, so I can't say who yet, but he was telling me that they're going to go back to the taped version. I really like the live version. I like the fact that, you know, in any time you're watching a sport, you want to see that thing right when it happens. You don't want to know that it's tape delayed or that it happened a couple months ago and then they chopped it up in a studio and sent it back out. You want to know that this is what's going on right now when it happens. So I think that alone should be the draw, and they should just work on, you know, figuring out how to make the rest of the episode spicier. You know, if they need a little bit more time or whatever it is to get things going. I think it comes down to casting. You know, if you look at my season, The Ultimate Fighter, we had a ton of different characters on that show.
Okay, Kyle Kingsbury, all the best. You say hello to your lovely lady. I will talk to you soon, man. Thank you for your time.
All right, brother. Sorry for taking too long.
That's all right. Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA and boxing. We'll wrap things up in just a second. You're tuned to the Armed Forces Network. Because there's only so much arm in the ground. Sooner or later there won't be none around. Alternate sources of power must be found. Because there's only so much arm in the ground.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Ah, the sweet, soulful voice of Mr. Rick Stevens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're talking MMA right now. Don't forget, Saturdays we are for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And then again on Sunday we are for an hour at 11 a.m. on the Sports Byline Network as well. So that's Saturday and Sunday, two separately different shows. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, UFC 148 going down Saturday night at the MGM Grand. The Fan Expo will be Friday and Saturday. That'll be at the Mandalay Bay, which is right down the strip there in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas is hopping this weekend as far as the UFC and the world of MMA is concerned. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank my fine producer for putting up with me. Thank my guests. And most importantly, folks, don't forget, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Until next time, much peace, much respect.